Isolation has had a curious effect on the evolution of some of its other wildlife too. Crawling around these ferns are caterpillars. They're the larvae of a moth and look ordinary enough. But these tiny caterpillars are perhaps the strangest of their kind in the world. When one finds the right spot, it settles down to chew through a leaf. So far, so normal. But the caterpillar is not actually swallowing the bits of leaf. It's channeling a gap between the segments. When finished, it'll tuck itself into the space. So what is so strange about this animal? Well, those are not your typical caterpillar feet, and what follows is not your typical caterpillar behavior. This is a carnivorous caterpillar, with a vice-like hold and a bite to match. Hawaii's numerous fruit flies were just too good an opportunity to ignore. And the stick-like camouflage of another kind of meat-eating caterpillar is just as effective when ambushing prey. Nobody knows what set Hawaii's carnivorous caterpillars on this extraordinary path, but it's the sort of quirky evolution that's common on isolated islands. Each South Pacific island has its own unique set of creatures, with so many islands, this adds up to thousands of animals found nowhere else on Earth. Isolated by miles of ocean, human colonizers also developed different ways of life. Each culture has its own customs, and some are truly bizarre. The locals are in celebratory mood. This man is about to perform one of the strangest rituals in the world. It's a tradition that tests the mettle of the most courageous men. Having a head for heights is only the start. Forest vines are tied around his ankles. They will be his lifeline. For centuries, Pentecost men have been leaping headfirst from wooden scaffolds with only forest vines to break their fall. A tradition that inspired modern bungee jumping.